There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So we started the season with Daddy's Box.
We did.
Then David and Sheila's storyline said, "Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
We've got a coffin." There's a coffin. And Sheila weeping over it.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Ooh.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
There's a coffin. Who dies?
I'm going to say, y'all, this is next week on. We saw at the end, so not this episode. Is it her mother? Her mother seemed sick and barely able to get out of bed.
Dad seemed out of it with one foot on a banana peel and one in the grave. So
you know what? It's a flip of the coin.
But mom was very hard of hearing and frail.
Very hard of hearing.
David!
She literally had to cup her hand and yell
and scream
into her ear.
He says he thinks he knows ya.
That's like being in the house with my parents, by the way.
No,
screaming into rooms. I gotta say, what I did not expect, Matt Sharp. Maybe someone on staff murdered one of Sheila's parents.
But here's the bright side. Doesn't have to worry about them not liking David.
Oh, God! I thought about that, too, and I wasn't going to say it.
Well, the Poodle playbook is marry an orphan.
Yeah, in this situation,
I
thought that might be a little too dark. Seeing as how there's no roof on the house.
I'm just holding you to your words.
Y'all, this is B90.
This is B90.
Our Lars von Trier season continues with what looks like a funeral next week.
I think so.
One of Sheila's relatives.
Yes.
Maybe Sheila killed the translator.
Boy.
That
was amazing.
I gotta say, they really did try to find the mousiest. The translator looked like can't hardly wait.
Before she gets the makeover. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the girl with the glasses.
100%.
She kept pushing them up. I'm like, Sheila, if you're jealous of Mousy here,
ooh,
this is some Mary level. No one's Mary level. That's from Mary from Toe. Mary and Brandan.
No one's Mary level. She's...
Some people have agreed when you proclaimed her perhaps the most mentally ill person who's ever been on the show.
Yeah,
Mary of Brandan and Mary.
Mm-hmm. I did proclaim her that.
And that's y'all.
That's
that's that's a big catalog go through.
I would even venture to say, and
We've had Pole and Carini on this show.
Yes, I would even say almost to like, and comparing her to people on Lalu, on Love After Lockup.
Wow.
That's something.
I almost think it's a little cruel to film someone like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you were that producer, though, you would say,
I would say, we got a perfect season here.
You would be such a great producer because you would take advantage of people so much.
Because I believe I would have myself convinced it was for art.
Like the Love is Blind guy?
Yes.
It was just an article about him, and I didn't read it. I meant to send it
to the reporter. Who thinks he's fucking Truffaut?
I don't know who that is.
French New Wave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or who thinks he's creating art for the ages?
Oinky got to go to Paris for the study in high school, not me.
Oinky took a whole class on Fellini, and you had to stay home and go to 4-H classes.
I sure did. Y'all, we're back. Thanks for hanging with us during the vacation. As you know, we've already talked about it. And if you want to hear a lengthy report of Columbia and just us getting acquainted again, we had about 35 minutes of announcement.
It was like 38 minutes of us talking.
I don't apologize.
We were gone. And we had about 11 shows to check in with.
Yes.
And we hadn't really talked about anything. I hadn't really told you about my trip because I wanted to do it on the show.
I hadn't asked and we're going to talk about Lip, though, in probably part two of B90, right?
God, Lip's going to be long, too.
So we are going to talk about the Love in Paradise finale in part two.
When Lydia wades out into the water to bury her love.
You know, I really wanted those two lesbians from the sea to come from the sea. She's like,
I'm telling you, the whole season was an audition for The Single Life.
100%.
And I'm here for it. I can't, at the end, I actually wanted Lydia to win.
Oh, yes.
What a convincing person she was.
I would have loved if she just like, stuck a thing of dynamite up Scott's butt and just walked away like Reba walking away from a boat.
I would have loved it if she's flicked out her finger, long finger, and just slashed his throat.
And he just bled out.
And like old, dirty, ugly Thundercat blood. Just
That got dark.
Anyway.
Oh, y'all. So, okay. Now, look. Y'all are going to hear us bitch about all these shows we have to watch because that's what we do. That said, the good problem is they're all very good.
I gotta say, this week's B90 to me was great. And I think even though the season is heavy and sad and by some accounts maybe exploitive,
Toe's delicious.
B90 is good. Toe is amazing.
And
UK, 90 UK, which also premiered last week.
Also
is amazing as well. This week.
Yeah, y'all, and so you're wondering too, this is too much TV for me to watch as well, because we are two gay men bitching that it's our job. We have sissies out there.
We have
sissies out there that have three kids and basically a fourth kid because their husband doesn't do shit.
You know
and
what?
They've got to watch all this shit
We've
too.
We've all got our, quote, children out there.
No
I've
mercy.
Got children.
Wow.
I've got responsibilities.
Mothers come for poodle. No, don't do that.
Yeah, no, don't.
But
I know your children are important.
I know. If they were in boarding school, they wouldn't have to deal with this problem. You're right. But, y'all, the UK only dropped three episodes this first week. Then it goes to one episode a week.
Yeah.
So it will kind of peter off. And we're talking about the Below Deck reunion this week. And then we're not doing Below Deck Down Under, so you don't have to worry about
that. We are sad to announce we are not covering Below Deck Down Under this season. It is just too much.
Especially now that they're doing back-to-back two episodes a night.
Yeah, that was the big thing for us.
Yeah.
If they would have probably stayed, we could have gotten it. We have three 90 Day spinoffs, which Toe has decided they're going to air a two-hour show.
We thought they were going to be an hour-long show, but they're not.
Because season one was like that. Season one was an hour.
Y'all, she pivots, and we pivoted. We were on our friend Emily's
episode.
Excuse
me. I've just pivoted.
Excuse me. I just pivoted. We several of you
that's
are
a gay vaudeville joke.
It is a gay vaudeville joke.
Excuse me.
Some of you already messaged me and said, "I love that interview. Y'all were so fun together," and we've known each other forever. So
yeah.
It's three dear friends just having a kiki. So listen to that wherever you listen. It's already up.
Kamala Harris DM'd me and said she loved it.
Yeah, I don't think she did. Emily interviewed her, but she interviewed way other like crazy.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how. Did you pay her for this? Do you know something on Emily? Did you blackmail her?
No. I promise.
Anyway, listen to She Pivots, y'all.
You have no idea what I've got in the files.
Woo! Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Collect that intel, y'all. That's my suggestion.
That's Poodle's suggestion. I want to say, too, that we, you know, I'm a member of SAG. Well, now Poodle is, too, because we are a SAG podcast.
We are a SAG official podcast.
It's before you freak out, Carl's wife.
We're not going away.
Carl, they're going to take away my days, Carl.
All those evil, all those evil actors who are so wealthy.
Oh, Holly Weird is at it again, Carl.
Coastal elites.
Also, y'all who keep saying
different contract,
who
y'all
keep
we're
saying
fine.
Shit like all these rich Hollywood actors. Do you know the percentage of Hollywood actors who are striking who are wealthy? It's like you might see Hillary Duff or Lizzie McGuire on the picket lines in solidarity. The middle, most of these people, y'all, are people barely trying to make 40 or 50 gay a year.
We discussed I think UK do or Toe.
Yeah, I think it was Toe.
It's already blending together.
I am sick of seeing that argument, and it really frustrates me.
I must have locked the right people, because I've seen other people respond to it, but I've seen no one.
What about your Oklahoma
post? Oh, I don't follow any of them.
But I'm saying there was some stuff gets still shut across the bow.
Oh, yeah.
Of that. Aren't you friends with them, though?
Yeah, I am, but they're just
they don't post it.
No, they don't get. They don't care.
Someone posted
either that or they blocked me because I posted too much shit about abortion. There you go.
I have an abortion whether I need one or not.
So like we said, we have a lot of stuff coming up. I will say you have not at the time of this recording because we're doing it a little early. It's already aired, so you've gotten Love During Lockup for free.
Which normally is on our RG Plus feed.
If you're not interested in watching Love During Lockup, I would ask you to re-question your thought process on that.
Re-question?
Yes.
Reconsider.
Reconsider. There is, first of all, I've only watched about 3/4 of this first episode. There is a really, really, really fucking hot felon that Poodle's really going to be into, who is dating a woman who has three sisters, and they all have names that starts with J, and they call themselves the Jardashians.
Yeah, I'm going to hate that. I'm going to tell you that now.
You're going to hate them, and Poodle's lights are flickering. It's like his place is haunted.
All of them are. Jesus. It's like a prison movie.
There's a woman named Letitia who's dating a man, another hot guy named Keith, who says, quote, "He got gold teeth. I see some gold teeth and, ooh, panty dropper."
Whoa.
She runs an accounting business called Boss. And she has the biggest pink furry phone case with alien-like furry alien ears that I've ever seen in my life.
This already sounds delightful.
It is. That's all I'm going to tell you, y'all, because I don't want to spoil you.
And no returners, right? This is all new.
No, they're all new.
Love During Lockup usually is.
Yes. So these are people that are, someone is dating someone else in the pokey. And someone's outside the pokey. So, right?
Oh, you're talking about the way
yeah,
the show
someone's
works.
Incarcerated and, the other person's not.
Well, yes. Yeah. And there usually it happens with them not getting out. And sometimes at the end they get out.
Yes.
Like Michael and Justine, I believe, were on Love During Lockup.
Beginning. Yes.
And
yes,
then
yes,
they segued mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. Love After Lockup.
There is not... Tay, I'm very sad.
Ty, sorry.
I'm sad that Ty's not returning, but yeah. That's okay. Anyway,
I'm glad because I don't have to yell at you when you pronounce it wrong.
There's another name. There's already other names I keep getting wrong.
Great.
Anyway, y'all, it is in the mix of all of this 90-day wonderful foolishness. So it was just like a beautiful breath of fresh air to see Love During Lockup.
Good.
So that's available for you on the public feed this week. That is normally an RG Plus show at the $8 tier, the cringe tier. So if you do want that, you're going to need to subscribe on Patreon, Supercast, or Apple Podcasts will give you that as well.
Do you have your Invisalign in?
No. Why?
You're just having problems talking more than normal.
Oh, well, I'm still getting used to my new neck.
Is it? So now I have to deal with new neck?
Yeah, I have to deal with your body things all the time.
I'm just saying be a little more athletic.
I'm saying...
With the way we approach.
I'm just saying be a little more fuck-off-ish.
Oh, trust me, I'm a lot of that.
I think that's it for Love During... Anything else, Poots? I think we're good, right?
YouTube Live
on July 30th. The Bi-Curious vote is up by the time people are hearing this,
yes,
so vote on
is.
That.
That is the choice. Your choices are the Big D, Swiping America, as well as Secret Chef. Is it Secret Chef? I believe it is Secret Chef that mm-hmm. I called it. All three are delightful in many ways. So
I don't know anything about them.
I've talked a little bit about each one.
No, I mean, but you. I haven't seen anything. I don't watch a trailer or anything. I just let them
I've
decide.
I've watched three episodes of Swiping
along.
America, and I enjoyed. Supposedly, you see the hot guy's penis, but I haven't gotten there yet.
What channel's that air on?
HBO Max.
Oh, good for them. We need to see.
He is hot.
We need to see some dick on reality TV.
I agree. For too long, it's just been boobs and cooter. The dick revolution has begun.
I'm going to ask you real quick. This is a total segue, but by this time that this episode airs, it's going to already air. Who do you think won Drag Race All-Stars?
Jimbo. There's
has
no
to be Jimbo.
Doubt.
If fucking Candy Muse win, I'm boycotting.
I don't want to be tinfoil Hattie here.
Oh, no.
We're
talking about Drag Race, y'all.
I believe that RuPaul is somehow related to Candy Muse.
It does seem like that she just loves her unconditionally.
And the Candy stans, the Candy fans, whoever they are the most contrary motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
They love the fact that Candy is shitty to people. That's just her.
Yeah.
I just think they're trolls.
People that say that's just her are mean.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And people that say that about themselves, that's just me. They're mean.
I just think there are so many more talented queens who could have gone further. That's all I'll say without giving too much away.
Anyway. Jessica Wilde also is hot.
She is
hot out of drag.
I think Jessica deserves so much more.
Jessica
is so talented.
Fucking love her.
I love La La Ri. La La Ri's great. Runways are shit, though. You have to admit.
No, her runways are shit, and her beat is terrible.
I know, personality-wise, she's a delight and a joy. That, she's so funny.
That variety show sucked, except for her performance was gagging.
I agree.
I want to see the experience.
The best comedians on this season, the best performers have consistently been Jessica, La La, and Jimbo.
When Jimbo put whipped cream out of her titties on that, I loved it.
I laughed so hard I choked.
I was proud of James on that.
James is an underrated queen that should stay in the middle.
Yeah.
But she's very funny. I think she has her own lane.
And she's an acting queen, not a lip sync queen.
Right. Agree. Let's move on.
And that's how we made the show gayer this week. Drag Race.
Justice. Y'all, justice for Jessica Wilde. Justice.
Oh.
I'd give
her something else.
How about we not objectify...
What is that?
...a drag queen?
I was waiting for it.
All right. Let's move on. We're going to start...
Sorry, I'm just not wanting to talk about sadness.
Oh, I'm beyond... This is... we've hit episode 8 with this season, which we're probably close to the halfway point.
Who knows?
I've got to say, I've hit the time where I know enough about these people, I can create a little bit of a boundary distance now, and I'm ready to talk about Daddy's Box and this trauma.
Let's talk about...
God, I keep... Every time Rosvon's on my screen, I'm like, God, he's hot! Fucking beauty mark!
We haven't seen him in a week.
Yeah.
He's fucking gorgeous.
he might be...
Hottest guy of 90 days.
I think he's at least top 3 to top 5.
Who would be hotter?
I don't know. I think you'd have to go back and really think about it.
Andre?
But they're in a different way. I think Rosvon might be objectively, like, generically, not to say he's generic in looks, but, like, if you showed a lot of other people a picture, they're like, that guy's hot.
Like, he's, like, Patrick-level hot. Because I saw Patrick in real life. He is fucking gorgeous.
He is, but I think... Rosvon, and that's what I'm saying, even more generically more model editorial. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Y'all, so
he's trying to help her make coffee and it's a fail. Berating him as usual.
As usual.
I think she's miserable.
Miserable.
I think there's I don't think she's been done anything really kind to him. The whole time through.
This episode kind of confirmed to me she's just on this to be famous. I think.
Okay.
Is it confirmed now that she, or is there factual evidence that she was talking to Rosvon while she was married?
It's not fully confirmed. I want to follow that up.
Because it's a lot of speculation and it's influencing me. So that's why I bring it up.
I don't know if it's to be famous. I think that kind of, we've talked about this before, this kind of grief fog, this year of magical thinking, or what she was in, like 6 months of magical thinking that she was in, made her make really uninformed decisions. And I think being on this show was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she thought it might be fun. I mean, literally, it's kind of a type of temporary insanity. What was happening?
No,
and
I can see that.
And I don't want to take all responsibility away from her because right now she is negging him constantly. That's all she knows how to do. I can't imagine she's watching and going, "Boy, I think I'm coming off well." maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe.
Anyway. But so Rosvon basically says, being with Amanda isn't what I expected. I thought we would just kind of, you know, make love nonstop. And I kind of went somewhere when he said that.
Yeah.
And then he even says, kind of looks in her eyes. He keeps looking at her mouth and her eyes. He's like, let's be more intimate. And she's like, well, I'm bloated on my period. And he's like, so there's going to be another week before we won't be able to have sex. And he's like, well, a real man has his sword with blood.
What was your reaction when he said that?
I went, oh, I did that.
Turned you on, didn't it?
A little.
I mean,
now,
I wasn't grossed out about it because...
I'm not grossed out by it because, but I'm just saying for us, this is not something either of us will ever have to, the choice either of us will ever have to make.
But also, guys put their dick where I poop.
True, but I'm saying
That's kind of gross, actually. I think where a woman bleeding is a natural thing.
I'm here to say, I'm not here to make judgments about either.
We're not here to comment
either.
On that. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But she seemed kind of like, her reaction to it seemed a little bit like, ew, to me. That's why I bring it up.
What I thought is,
but whatever.
She thought that he would say ew. And because I think
so you think she was reacting to what she said?
I think she was throwing this out.
I mean, I don't think she's attracted to him. I still stand by my first statement.
I think, which she's a moron for not being attracted to him.
I don't think she is.
But I think she thought that would turn him off.
Yeah.
And it did not have that effect. And then she was like, what else do I do? And anyway, she's like, well, I'm not ready.
She brings up this whole, I'm sorry. She's like, well, he does nice things for me, and it's a little hard for me to take because my husband just died, and I met him when I was 19, and I'm sorry.
You can't have it both ways. You're over
again,
here.
It's not proven, but there is, I've seen, there are like, unless somebody created them, there are like messages that they were speaking before she got divorced from this guy. So I don't mean that to shame her. I just mean to be like, this whole thing that you're little Miss Kansas or wherever the fuck you from.
What you're probably responding to is the same thing I'm responding to, is this idea that she's like, he could be the love of my life. So we hear that coming out of one side of her mouth. And then she's like, I don't know. I met my dead husband at 19. So I really haven't had sex with a lot of people. So this is really, I haven't really thought about this until now. And it just, I know, because she's saying that, that's supposed to endear her to us, but for some reason it doesn't.
Because you're grown and you have two children, you're an adult.
Yeah. And she left her children with her husband's dead ashes.
Yes. You're old enough to know better.
So, y'all, there's the emotional part of this, but then there's the reality of this person talking to this guy. It's almost been corroborated completely while her husband was sick.
Yes.
So get off the cross. We need the wood. I'm sick of hearing you talk about how hard it may be. You flew over here. How cold is your husband?
She's talking about how hard it is for something she created and put into put into motion.
And I know people who have been widowed recently, they're probably pissed at us right now.
If you're a man and you have money, contact Poodle.
I'll need to vet you and send financial disclosures. I don't care how long you've been widowed, though.
So, I just thought, what is that feeling, though, when everything reminds you of your dead husband that you had an emotional affair on? How's that feel?
Then she says this. She's like, he's like, oh, I got you a gift. And then she's like, oh, it's the first man to give me a gift since Jason. I have guilt. And I went down, that's not his fault.
No.
Don't you put that on him.
Again, not into him. Because then later she jumps and says, well, now he says he wants children. I was very clear. I don't want to have children.
Anything she
can do.
He does get her a swimsuit. I'm not saying every gift you have to get, you need to freak out about and be overjoyed with. And yes, you can return gifts. I feel like, though, she basically said, well, I don't like the style of it.
I would have said, honey, I tried on the swimsuit. It doesn't really fit me well. Can we go back to the store and look, maybe get another size?
Yeah.
And then I'd say, oh, I actually like this one.
Also, men, don't ever buy clothes for a woman. It's just that simple. Don't ever buy clothes for me. Don't. You can buy a t-shirt for me, something like that. But don't buy me a nice blouse.
Someone's never bought you assless leather underwear?
Yeah, but those are used. Those are any occasion use.
Great. Just there's like, it's those underwears Poodle has where there's like a zipper back in his butt.
Yeah. Any occasion.
Those are so gross.
But useful.
I don't know why you want to have a zipper, though, in your butt, because wouldn't somebody cut their penis on the zipper?
Maybe.
To me, it feels like it would hurt.
Well, that's all part of it.
Wow.
I think you're doing larger mind.
Sure.
So anyway, they're shopping. They go to this place where they talk to the clerk, and the clerk said, oh, yeah, he's like, here's the one you like. Oh, that was my first choice. She over there said that you might like this one more.
She convinced me out of it. It's just I started to laugh, and I thought, it actually made me a little sad because he just wants her to see that he cares for her.
And that's the way he's trying to do it. She can't validate it one thing.
No, not at all.
And then she's like, so you told this woman about our relationship to the court? Because he makes this comment about, she's like, oh, you're a mom. You don't look like you're a mom. And he's like, he has two kids at home. Can you believe it? And she's like, hopefully three or four more. Now, I'm going to say this. I feel like this is just something you say when you're making small talk.
I mean, possibly. Depends on the situation, because obviously children...
They don't know this woman.
Children, yeah. They don't know this woman, yeah.
It's also early
but
to
be
talking...
But it can
talking.
Be sensitive. If she was having trouble having children or something... But I
that's
don't think
different.
That's because that's a sensitive topic. I would never joke about that
this
if
is,
I was with
to
someone.
To me, this is being folksy. To me, it's not good being folksy. But for him in this culture, it may be saying, yeah, when we have our three or four kids, that's what happens.
They
however... She takes it as, I've told him I don't want to have kids, and I don't know why. And that's when
she
I wrote down.
She calls her sister to bitch about it.
Kristen Stewart from Ohio. And that's when I'm thinking, it's way.
The dog's barking. It's fine.
It's way too early to talk about this. And anyway, she's calling her sister, and the basically, she's like, yeah, he's so cute and loving and a lot hotter in person. And sister's like, how's the sex? Oh, I haven't had sex.
Haven't
with
had
him.
It yet. And sister's like, what?
Why?
You said he's hotter than person. What the fuck?
So
she's like, well, I'm dealing with the guilt, but it's getting better. The guilt's getting better, and I think I'm finally getting over that. She's like, but he told me he has a visa appointment. What? And I went, you said in fucking Kansas, wherever yeah. you're from, I hope he asked me to get married to him.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be happy that he got a visa appointment to
I'll
come to your
why.
Country to meet your children? Because clearly he's going to move there.
She
if you
says
get married.
It in the next breath. In the next breath, she says, I don't think he's ready to be around me as a mom. And I went, no, you're not ready to be around
you're not
him
ready to
as
be
a mom.
Him.
You want the fantasy still. You want this romance novel that you've
this
read about.
Bullshit thing where she's like, he needs to earn my trust. And I went, what did he do to be distrustful?
Bit.
Nothing.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
Nothing.
Maybe anyway,
you feel guilty because maybe he can't trust you because you were having an emotional affair on your dying husband.
True. Also, the sister's like, they're talking about the kids thing, and the sister says, I think you're looking way too far into the future, which I completely
great
agree
advice.
With.
Great advice.
And the sister's like, well, I need to know if he asked me to propose.
I need to
if
know.
If he proposes to me.
I need to know. Tell me right now, because I need to know.
Thank you.
Where's daddy's box? Where's daddy's box?
Kids, I'll be home in a while. Give daddy's box a hug for me. Let's move on. I still have such a sense of foreboding about this storyline. At any moment, I feel like she could freak out and run home.
Razvan and Amanda?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do feel
yeah, any moment.
More of a sense of boundaries. Who I really do feel sorry for are her children, who are obviously not okay right now.
No, they're just sleeping under them prayer blankets with, well, just a hope and a prayer.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Jesus. David and Sheila, speaking of good times.
If you think, if you feel like, you know what, they fucked up my latte today. It doesn't taste the same and it's ruining your day. Watch this episode.
I understand what you're saying. I don't think that's a healthy pattern of thought. Maybe it's not like a latte, but I grew up with someone who says consistently.
I know that triggers you.
You have it. You think you have it rough.
But I'm talking about a privilege. I'm not talking about somebody like having an actual problem.
I understand what you're saying.
I meant the comparison. I know you get triggered.
I just don't think it's a healthy way to think.
I think it. I think what I bring it up is it is a perspective. A perspective shift of, I don't think that as a, you know, where we are in this country, we see this, and we haven't seen some of this, but
let me reiterate what is healthy is looking at that and saying, oh, I have empathy for that, I'm grateful for what I have, instead of letting it feel like, oh, I see that now, I shouldn't have said that, I should be grateful for what I have.
Mm-hmm.
So you're shaming yourself. It's actually a fine line, though.
It is a fine line.
So that's why I brought that up.
With Mother Poodle, it was not a fine line. It was just shame.
You were never shamed that way?
Never.
Really?
No.
My
mother never said to me, well, you could have no arms and no legs. She never said that to me.
That's extreme, but you were never
I know your mom
but
did.
But you never heard the phrase, people are starving in Africa?
Nope.
I will say that's a pretty singular experience because a lot of
parents. A lot
of
people heard that, yeah. I didn't get that at all.
I think that's why I would say that.
Like, my parents would talk about, my dad would talk about him being poor.
Right.
And what, and so why we should be grateful, because he didn't, I didn't have a dad.
Right. That idea of you should be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though your experience is not his.
Yeah.
It's that kind of generational trauma that.
But we didn't get it a lot. Yeah. We didn't get it a lot.
I got it from both parents and extended family.
Boy.
Yeah, be grateful for this. I'm flipping you off. David and Sheila were packing for parents. He's got gifts for the son. Now, y'all, I don't know if this was wrapped ahead of time, but I don't know if you guys have tried to take packages on international flights that are wrapped. It is very difficult. I think he must have bought this later.
Yeah, when he got the. Why, you would wrap a present before?
There are people who do that. So he wrapped it in fucking Thailand?
Yeah.
When did he have time?
Unless he had it in his suitcase covered up with stuff.
So that's possible?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. I don't think he was just carrying it, putting it in his...
carry-on? I've seen people carry-on presents.
You've seen someone like in a fucking National Lampoon's 80s Christmas movie come with like four boxes to put in their overhead?
Yes, yes.
That person's dumb.
You've never flown right at Christmas time like I have.
I've flown back like on Christmas Day. But people...
It happens.
I just thought... Now, I've wrapped presents and then put them in my suitcase.
I think you just wrap them when you get there.
Well, it depends on if you have time. A lot of times you don't have time.
This is such a banal conversation.
I think wrapping them, put your clothes around.
I mentioned it.
Well, you brought it up.
I know. I'm sorry I did.
So Sheila basically is, you know, it's really important for her to connect, or for David to connect with her son. And she even says in the beginning, she said, I'm worried what he's going to think because I'm poor. My home is poor. And I'm worried that that's going to scare him. All of that is cast aside as soon as, because David said, I'm going to hire an interpreter so that way when I meet your parents, I can talk to them. And
yes.
I thought, what a great idea.
And then it's, what is that movie? She's All That?
Yeah, it's like you said, She's All That.
It is Rachel Lee Cook at the beginning. It's Filipino Rachel Lee Cook with glasses she keeps pulling up with mousy hair. And she looks like, well, she's female and she's young. I prefer a male.
You young and cute. You see her walk up and Sheila's face just goes, it just turns wooden and her eyes kind of bug out. And she says, I might have a little jealousy. I would like for him to find a man.
I can't wait for 3 weeks after the funeral, and then they do a makeover for Amy.
It could be like Scott. He could switch out Sheila for Amy.
Yeah.
He's there.
Anyway.
And by the way, and then Amy, who clearly, I don't think Amy had the same, I'm just going to guess. I don't know if Amy has the same upbringing as Sheila. Maybe Amy doesn't have kids.
No.
Maybe she's not working, because Amy says in her talking head, she's like, yeah, so I'm an interpreter. Only took me a month to learn sign language.
Sheila, if I really loved David, I think I would learn some language, but it took me a month and I'm fine. I invented sign language. I mean, like Penelope.
She must have had nothing to do, because we have friends that have studied ASL.
Yeah.
I don't think you become fluent in ASL in a month.
It does seem like it should take longer than a month. I think it was just kind of a bitchy comment.
Because she even laughed. She's like, but I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Does Amy want to fuck David?
Is this
a love triangle?
Possibly. Now, it was weird when David asks, when they're talking with Amy, are you married? And I was like, okay, you know Sheila is jealous.
Did he want her to be married to make Sheila feel better?
That's an option. Am I boring you?
I just yawn, yeah.
Sorry, I
yawn at you
ask
all the time.
It's like Mary Payne when people yell at her for yawning.
Yawning doesn't bother me. It just means you need oxygen.
Is that really what it means?
Yeah, your brain needs oxygen.
You're making that up.
No, it's true.
You're making it up.
It's not. Google it.
I will
a
right now.
A sissy can tell you. Ask Siri.
What does yawning mean? This is a natural function. There's nothing about the brain needing oxygen. You're a liar.
It needs oxygen.
That, you know what the brain needing oxygen is for? Breathing.
I'm telling you. Dr. Sissies, come at us. If you're a yawn expert, let us know.
It's not. You're making things up.
Also, it's part of the physical therapy after my surgery. So thank you for shaming me doing my exercises because I'm straining myself to talk.
Oh,
so
you're
much.
Trying to do yawn therapy?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
Can I talk to your therapist?
No.
You know what? I'd like her to add some more tongue exercises.
No, she's on a different time zone, so she's asleep. Can't talk to her right now.
I think she and I need to have a meeting.
Yeah.
I need to get really specific with your linguistic exercises.
Her internet's shoddy, so I don't think,
He thrusts his fists against the posts and still insists he sees the ghosts.
Why does that sound sexual when you say that?
It's from It.
I know, but it sounds like you're getting pummeled.
That's on you, I believe.
Anyway, Amy is over, and Amy's about to get shafted by Sheila.
Amy is over, and Amy doesn't want to be gone.
Doesn't want to be gone, but Sheila wants her gone.
For someone who's never seen that show, you know a lot of lines. You only know that song.
Oh, I know that song. But and then I thought, okay, Sheila's a little jet. But then this completely makes Sheila just start crying.
Do you think it part of this is the insecurity of him seeing the house and he's going to, because it seems like, I think Sheila is in her head of saying, this is the last chance for me.
I think that's not part of it. I think that's all of it.
Yeah.
I think Sheila thinks she's trash.
Yeah.
She thinks she's poor trash and this is her last
shot. This is her last chance. So y'all, they're going into this place. She's saying, they're seeing the house, and they're going in this passageway. Now, this
by the
is,
way, were you so nervous before they went to this? Because they were building it up.
Oh, yeah.
The way it was edited, I was physically, my heart was beating fast.
That was what it was supposed to
it
do.
It was riveting.
They're living in pretty severe poverty here. And David says, I've never experienced something like this. This smells like feces, and this is bad. And there is where the typhoon destroyed the house. There's
what? Say that again.
When the typhoon destroyed the house.
All right.
And there was a fire too, I believe, wasn't
yes,
there?
Yes, there was a fire. The fire, I think, was first.
And then the typhoon came.
Did it put the fire out?
Probably too late.
Okay.
But I think they're using a shower curtain to where they don't have a roof. So.
Okay.
Anyway, that's when we meet Dad, who seems to be shell-shocked
I mean,
at all of this.
The effects of poverty.
And then she has to scream into her mom's ear that we already said before.
Yes.
And they're kind of looking at this.
The stairs they even go up to look like they're about to just fall down.
This is a different... This is... A lot of Americans... There's poverty in America. There definitely
is.
There are places... I just was reading an article about poverty in Mississippi, especially. And I was
Mississippi's
seeing,
really, they have sewage
pictures,
problems.
Yeah,
and
seeing
like that.
Pictures and going, wow, that happens here.
Yeah.
But this is a different level.
I think we talked about, Rose talked about being worried where she was from with Ed. And we don't even need to go into the difference of the way David handles this compared to the way Ed fucking handles this.
Well,
but David, Rose at least had I just want to say, yes, it was not very affluent conditions, but she had kind of cement walls and things like that. So there was a structure.
Yeah.
This looks like it's crumbling around
them.
Well,
David's just kind of taking this in.
This man's a saint.
To process.
I love him.
And I think what is happening is, I liked it when he talks to the guy, he's like, talk to the house, to the dad. So when'd you buy this house? And by the way, what's the mortgage like?
he was just kind of making
small
time.
He's like, I didn't buy it. I built it.
Oh, wow. Is there an HOA here? what's it? He is kind of.
Must have been hard to get past some stuff. I can't even put a flag on my house. So we also have, and the dad basically says, it's difficult to talk because we don't speak the same language, which is universal in all 90-day fiance. We meet the son. I'm going to say it's John Real. John Real?
Looks just like Sheila.
He really does.
Yeah.
And so gives him the pinball machine. It's like, do you want to ask anything? And he's like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to go play with my toy. Because this is interesting because it does seem rather normal, because this is even harder than a spoken language, because now you know they can't hear you.
There's not inflection.
No.
There's not in things.
So
yeah.
It's interesting. The dad and the son have almost kind of said, I'm fine with it, but I don't know how I'm supposed to engage, so I don't know how much I can actually care about this. And I find that response kind of normal. And Sheila's very disappointed because she just has this idea that her family and her son would immediately go, oh, David, thank you for taking us out of this.
She says they're acting strange because he's deaf.
Which is probably true.
Really disappointed.
But again, this says this later when Jasmine and Gino's therapist, remember, you cannot control how other people behave. You can only control how you behave or how you react to that person's behavior. Later on, they're sleeping on the floor and night.
And David says, I wish she would have told me about this. She didn't really let on to how the conditions were here. Because he kept saying,
right.
Like, not in a judgment way, he kept saying, this is so incredibly sad to see that they've been living this way. And it's hard to see. But he says his last comment is, I wish she would have told me because I don't care because we're in this together.
Right.
I want them to be together.
I disagree with that because I don't know if she could have made him understand.
I don't know if she could have either,
yeah.
But
anyway.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, it smells like an insect. I can always smell a dead insect. It smells like an insect. What is it? Oh my God, it's an insect. Oh my God.
How many times has she seen It's a Bug's Life? I bet that movie plays all the fucking time.
Hopper's her favorite. I enjoy watching this person.
I like Statler.
I enjoy her. I enjoy her quirkiness. I do not think it's a put on. I think what we're seeing is her.
I like her. I don't think she's trying to take advantage of anyone. I feel like she has a bluntness to her that is just her.
Is there a little bit too sexually forward? Maybe, but I think I'm the wrong person to comment on that.
You're the wrong person to comment on that. I also feel, I'm not making this as an excuse. You can tell she's doing that because she doesn't know how to relate to people very well.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Now she's searching for bugs because bugs are her friends.
Statler and Dempsey, y'all. And I adore Dempsey.
They're cute.
They're so cute together.
They are cute together.
And
they seem very enamored with one another.
Enamorati.
Even though she was just basically just shitting herself.
I like it when she's later in the farm. She's like, I have pretty bad IBS, and I need to have a toilet close.
I mean, it is weird that, not weird, but like you are moving into a house that doesn't.
Yeah. You have to go out further.
That's a lot.
I just like how refreshing it seems to be with the communication. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of forethought behind it. there. And so I enjoy that. What?
Why do I think they're not going to make it, though?
Why are you doing this?
No, but there's something in me that says I don't know if they're going to make it.
I feel it, too.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
It's a self.
I think Dempsey's going to get scared.
It's a self-sabotage streak in Statler.
I think Dempsey is going to be, this is too much.
Yeah. But I think right now it's a cute little thing. What's happening?
A tete-a-tete.
That's just a talk.
Whatever. Quid pro quo.
So, y'all, she brings
something
her.
Something for something.
Quid pro ho.
Quid pro ho. We need to put that on a shirt. That's a t-shirt.
Quid pro ho.
We really need to work on our t-shirt design.
We don't make any money.
We don't.
Y'all show me a way I can make money off of merch, and I'll do it in a second. But I like money. Like Scrooge McDuck, I want to swim through gold coins.
He does.
I want that so bad.
Well, I think you hurt yourself.
Yeah, it looks difficult. Anyway, so y'all, Statler and Dempsey, and Dempsey knows Statler so well that she gave her some insects, and she's like, oh my god, these are the bugs that camouflage the body. She's like, leaves, oh my god, lots of other bugs, you know me so well. And at one point,
very thoughtful,
Statler goes, oh my god, I'm and I had to pause it and laugh. She's like, oh my god, I'm just now realizing that I'm giving you something that I'd probably want to receive, so you might not like it.
She said it out loud.
I loved it.
It was great.
This feels like great. Some type of like Wes Anderson movie with lesbians.
With lesbians.
and she gives her like a praying mantis, like an insect, and she's like, and then it's like, she gave me an aunt.
Gave me an aunt.
I'm gonna take a shower, like alone. Oh, okay. You do that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be weird. Okay. Yeah.
They basically they did end up fucking.
You're going way.
Or was that later on?
That's.
I thought they fucked the night before.
Sweetie, we're not even there yet.
But they're going to Dempsey's home.
We're not there yet. We're talking about them going way to bury.
I thought that was that night. They woke up that night.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about them saying, if I kissed you, what's the chances of happy time?
Okay, sorry. Talk about that.
What's the use?
No, because what did you think about the fact that there was all this buildup that they weren't going to have sex? Dempsey was very clear, and then...
Well, the way a narrative usually works is we lay that up, and then we say, and then they wound up fucking anyway.
Well, because Dempsey said it was too much for kissing.
I'm telling you...
No, I know I messed it up. But I'm still trying to talk about the point. It's still, I mean, I don't know if I've ever been in a situation where we said, we're not going to kiss, we're not going to do anything, and then we ended up fucking. I'm kidding. That's how all of my younger gay experiences happened.
So you had it, you've
seen. How many times have you been with a man and you both told each other, we're not going to go all the way tonight? We're just going to kiss. We're just going to heavy pet.
I think I would have said, no, that's not okay with me.
Even in college? What'd they call you, all the way poots?
I think...
No, not even. I thought that would be in your the game of the game of it.
Maybe,
I mean, you've done it with straight guys.
Maybe 1920 when I, or 1920, no, that's, maybe in 1920 back then. Maybe
like
when I was 19 or 20.
Yes.
Maybe back then before the crash.
Yeah.
We had to huddle for warmth. It was very cold.
Couldn't have gay sex with one another. We just had to do an old wristy.
That goddamn Hoover.
Woo.
Herbert Hoover, I'll get you.
Just old fashions for the whole
fucking
month.
Hoover.
We
him and his goddamn damn.
I don't know a lot of podcasts that are making Hoover jokes, and I don't think they're going to land well. I don't think they're going to land.
of the worst presidents textbook we've ever had.
I think.
I'm going to stop talking about Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover, yeah, I promise.
Think anybody, it's very
a chicken in every pot. Blimey. Okay, I'm going to move on. And sorry.
Wow. So Dempsey says she says it's going to be awkward to kiss.
And their
sex
they,
is intimate.
And she's like, but then we started kissing, and then it got better. And then they're waking up. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
Do, 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 do,
so it's like, do, and, do, then, do. And then she just says, Statler's like, I just got to say, we got really good at kissing. We had sex. And she's like, I just got to say, like, your pussy tastes like heaven. It must be your vegan diet. And y'all.
She's like, that felt religious.
Law, y'all, I screamed and just from Dempsey's face because she doesn't know what to say because no one's ever said that. She's like, I mean, that's like an ad for veganism. It's funny to hear that.
So, I had never heard that until like a week ago. My friend that was vegan had a guy that wanted to go down on her because he was talking about vegan pussy.
Wow.
I know nothing about this, clearly, because I eat meat and I eat meat.
The way you say pussy is just
what?
Still so
pussy.
Offensive.
What pussy? Pussy's a good word.
It goes lateral for
what?
You. So it's like
vegan pussy.
The top of your tongue touches your roof of your mouth. Pussy? Pussy?
That's what it is.
Moving on, I have a feeling people are revolted by the way you say it.
Oh, I embarrassed the hell out of my friend Lori Keaton in high school when we went to a speech tournament. Did I tell you about that before? So we went
I don't
to a
know
speech.
If we have the time.
So we went to a speech tournament, and long story short, if you weren't competing, if there was only one person entered in dramatic duet, and Mrs. Kurtz, our drama teacher,
dramatic
said,
duet, yes,
said we're gonna have. She's like Matt. You and Christy Howard, and then Lori, my best friend Lori. Lori, you and Crystal Godfrey are gonna y'all gonna go in dramatic duets.
Were you the only boy in duet?
Pretty much. And she said, she said it doesn't matter how good you do because that there's only one person entered, so they're gonna give three medals though, and then we get points as a team to help us win as a team. Anyway,
your sty is beating. It's so exciting.
I know. So we went, we were on the, we had to leave at like 6 a.m. We had an hour and 45 minutes on the bus because I think we were going to Atoka. And so to get up, which was far.
No, keep going. So, there is no time.
There is
no time.
Anyway, so we're going up to Atoka. And so Christy Howard and I we both have monologues we're working on, so we combine our monologues in a duet, and then my friend Lori and Crystal, they had their own duet. Well, so we get up there, we go to this tournament, there's five teams that are entered now, because two other teams entered as well. So we're like, shit, we got to be good to place. Well, we get up there, and my monologue is about this kid talking about being bullied. I know.
Something you would not
know anything about. And he was talking about being bullied at school. So I'm making this up as I go along, not even knowing what I'm saying. And
I thought you had to memorize something.
No, we had to make up a whole thing and we pretended it was a script. It's literally like we said, and this next dramatic duet is called Bus Stop to Heaven by Jake Anthony. We just made it up. I think I said by Lori Simpler, my cousin.
But that wasn't. That wasn't was that what we were supposed to do?
Well, no, none of us had dramatic duets planned. We had to create them on the spot on the bus ride to Atoka.
I feel like this was an abuse of the system.
Well, we got to get those points so we can win.
Please continue.
Anyway,
I have an ethical problem with this.
Anyway, it's nothing wrong. Even though nobody wrote these actual plays, we just made them up. So,
I just thought you needed to memorize something.
No, we just kind of did our thing. Well, so we did
it's
our
just improv.
It is improv. So we did our monologue. But anyway, I'm supposed to say the line because it was kind of off this monologue I used to know and I couldn't remember it all. Was supposed to say, and they called me a wimp. I just remember hearing them beating me up and just beating me. And over I heard, wimp, wimp, wimp. But for some reason, I get up there and I'm doing the thing.
No.
And I say, and then I can, and you know me, my voice, I'm like, and then I could hear them just calling me pussy. And it just flew out of my mouth. And Lori Keaton, my best friend, she hates that word. And you
especially
see,
especially when you say it,
you see the color drain from her face, and she just throws her head down on the desk. But I snorted. I'm so excited right now. But I had to continue the monologue and I had to use the words. So then I just said, that's what they kept calling me. Pussy, 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 pussy. And I'm just yelling it.
I hope someone just got reality gayed right now.
And you know what? We won second and I ended up getting second place in state finals in dramatic duet. With somebody different with an actual script.
I was going to say, maybe the person who memorized something.
But it got me in the door. So lesson is, y'all, always take a chance.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. That's a good one. And the one I won state, I had to play blind. I was real good blind. Someone actually thought I was blind afterwards.
That wouldn't work today.
Can't do that now.
Anyway, where were we?
Where are we?
So we're going to go to the Dempsey says mostly I try to take things slow, but I thought why not? And I felt a little insecure that she's more experienced than me because she likes all whipping and chains, and I'm worried that she's going to be not satisfied with me. So both of them are in their kind of head about each other.
Yeah. Anyway,
they're going to go to their farm. You know, I'm going to go. Don't we have an interview?
I'm kind of hoping
if
you forgot.
If you get to tell an 8-minute story.
It was 4 minutes long.
About a toka.
Y'all, we have a special
interview. I'm going to go get a glass of wine.
Great. We have a special interview today. Y'all, please welcome to the show. Oh, I'm not wearing my headphones. Which one's clapping? Please welcome to the show. Hello. The parasite from Statler's stomach.
Hello. It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much.
Wow.
This is a lot of teeth in my mouth.
Wow. Well,
you've seen it. I can attach to someone's colon.
Well, hello, parasite.
Hello.
Do we call you
hello.
Perry? What's your name?
You can call me Thermatothoa condon business.
We're going to stick with Perry.
Okay.
Perry the Parasite.
Okay.
How's that
going to
work?
You know what? I'm here to play yes and, so I know how to do this. I am, I'm straight out
it's
from.
It's interesting. You're in London, yet you don't have a British accent. I'm surprised by that.
The thing is, I have a Southern accent.
Yeah.
Because she developed this parasite from way back in Texas.
Oh, okay.
So
back
actually,
in Irving.
I was when she was looking for bugs.
Oh.
She caught me when she was thinking she was getting a doodle bug.
Oh.
And I was right here. Sorry. There's a lot of teeth in my mouth right now because it's how I attached to her colon.
Kind of hung on to a Dr. Pepper can when she took a drink or something like that.
Yeah. You got a lot of teeth. You know, but I just got one thing I got to say about this.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I want to come on your little show here.
Yeah.
Is that I think that they are moving way too fast.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of flack about being a prude, a parasite prude. I think they're moving a little too fast here because, I mean, even the parasite, I wouldn't think to get this up close and personal in one night. I mean, she said that she was in her pussy.
She was. So this is what I'm going to say to you, parasite.
I was raised right.
If you've been, well, I
not really
say,
raised because I was just like divided like a cell.
Well, I really wanted to take a nice tone with this interview.
I didn't have a mother.
But I don't mean to be accusatory, parasite, but one could say that, Perry, you tried to ruin this relationship because you've been with her since Texas. Why now? Why does she get the shits now,
maybe,
Perry?
Maybe I
what
was
did
feeling,
that?
Maybe I was feeling ignored,
what?
If I have to be honest.
Okay.
But I've got to say, hold on, one of my teeth is coming loose. Oh, ooh, I need to divide again. Anyway,
this is weird.
I just want to say
yes.
that I feel like they're moving a little too fast.
Okay.
And I thought that some of the talk was not appropriate for television.
Well.
And I'm a parasite.
Yeah, you almost made her shit her pants on television.
You know what? I'm a parasite, and that's what parasites do. I got to get in there and flick my little tail around, get my, like, sharpen my teeth.
What's your next stop, Perry?
You know, I've got a lot of opportunities ahead of me.
I'm now here in
California, so I hear there's a writer's strike, so I might try to scab.
Oh, okay. You've already
scab,
across the pond from London. Got
yeah.
over here back quickly, did you?
Yeah. I think Poodle crapped me out in his stool.
But
I didn't want to be in that body.
Maybe you have a problem with love, Perry. Maybe you want to love with another parasite.
Oh, that cuts deep. I kind of think maybe you're right. Maybe I do want to find a parasite to love.
Maybe.
Hold on, my teeth still stuck. Ow. I just want to put my teeth in someone else's colon. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently not. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Perry?
No, I just want to say, remember, if you're having a bad day, it all comes out in the end. Hasta luego.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How was that?
Boy, Poodle, you missed that. How was your two-buck chuck?
Good. I took a shit in there, and there was a
yeah, you didn't
like a curled up snake in there.
Didn't miss much of anything.
Okay, good to know.
So I wish I had a parasite about right now.
They go to Darlington.
This is in the boonies.
I gotta say though, I expected a more rustic place.
It's cute.
Dempsey has done this really cute,
very California casual.
I don't know what that is.
It's a type of decorating.
Oh, I'm not a decorating. What is it? What is it characterized by?
Mid-century, but like this cozy mid-century.
Was it California? It didn't seem mid-century to me at all.
But there's like some of the furniture was mid, but like it's kind of like I don't know actually the words. I just know the pictures of looking at it from looking at decorating stuff. But it's like the boho chic meets a bit of mid-century.
Boho chic, I get.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no shiplap.
No. No.
She's worried also about the dad.
Boy, I bet a lot of people have shiplap on their houses now and they're sick of it.
Oh, I hope they do. I wish everyone would just throw it out. What's her name still preaching that?
No.
They've moved on?
Yeah, she's moved on.
Anyway, Dempsey basically says she hasn't told, Sattler says she hasn't told her dad about me, and she's spiraling about it. And they find out she's like, my dad's very protective, so I think I'm going to get her, Sattler and I, to know each other in person longer. So that way, it'll be easier to talk to him.
Their best friend, yeah.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with that. Maybe you shouldn't meet the dad so quickly.
I think so, too, because let's think about, like, because of the way Statler is, she seems a little bit like, what's that word? A loose cannon.
Okay.
Seems ill afraid. It just seems like you don't know where this is going to go fully. It's hard to...
And they don't really know how to communicate yet.
No.
Anyway, she basically says the rooms are small. I just said, that's the UK. Yeah. Every time you're in a place, the rooms are just smaller.
Y'all, if Poodle can do what he did in the UK, you're fine.
If I can perform on a bed the size that I did then... You're fine.
Sattler, sometimes it was good that the walls were so close together.
It helps me. I can kind of like throw a bar and spin around.
Yeah, you do. Your human towel rod is is your specialty.
The quicker picker upper. Bounty.
Doesn't miss a drop.
Wow. Anyway, y'all. Sattler says, I'm ready to spend the rest of my life with her, and I've got, please, for the love of God, pump the brakes. Please.
Please, pump.
Please.
Please, please.
Don't ruin this, honey. Don't ruin this until you need to. Let's just say that.
Don't fuck up this pussy.
This pussy. I'm enjoying her.
I do enjoy both of them. It's going to crash and burn, and I think because of her, but I'm enjoying
her. I'm glad you're so dead on the inside now.
Matt Sharp just did it to me. I
that or your breakup.
Well, that's true, because I don't trust anyone. All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find all the good stuff about us. You can go on our Instagram. Hey, maybe by the time people have heard this, but maybe if not, Caitlin just said we need 50 more people before we have 20,000 people follow
us. We're just
us
begging
on Instagram.
For Instagram followers,
y'all,
now.
If you've been on the fence because you're missing our meme.
I don't beg for anything.
What?
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. Why don't you guys?
Unless it's in role play.
You guys, come on. If you're missing our memes, subscribe to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or TikTok, or Facebook.
I won't ask, but I'll be happy if you did.
There you go. And to our 20,000 subscriber, if you're the 20,000, we will come to your house and do a podcast.
How do we know that?
Well, we'll just watch. Whoever's the 20th will come to their house do a podcast. We'll just show up in the living room and do the show.
What if we have to go to like, I don't know. What if I have to go to fucking Sandusky?
Well, we'd say hi to Danielle.
I'm not going.
I don't think that's going to fly, but it was nice.
I'll be remote. You can contact me remotely.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you like us...
Sorry.
And if you like us...
I'm not over it.
And if you like us, can't wait to see who's in the coffin next week.
Oh, God. What a lead up.
Call us!